Hi, my name is Christopher Harrison. I'm a senior cloud advocate inside of Microsoft Cloud and AI. I'm a longtime web developer. I've been doing this for a fair number of years. It's the space that I always come back into. I always just have a lot of fun getting in, playing around with different frameworks and so forth.
Hi there, I'm Chris Noring. I work for Microsoft as a cloud advocate. I've been in the IT industry for almost 15 years, and I worked quite a few years with JavaScript.
Hi there, I'm Jen Looper. I'm a cloud advocate lead on the educational team at Microsoft. I'm really happy to be here to talk to you about Vue.js, which is my favorite framework for creating web and mobile apps. If you don't know me, you might not know that I founded Vue Vixens, which we have rebranded to call Frontend Foxes, and we're all about educating of women and people who identify as women in front-end technologies.
Vue is fairly simple to get started with. It has concepts that are fairly easy to grasp.
Vue is designed as what they call a progressive framework, meaning that you can either, you know, build your entire app from scratch by using Vue, or you can add it into an existing application. And what's great about this is it allows you to then inject it sort of as you need it into an application without having to completely structure everything around a particular framework. You're also going to notice that it plays really well with existing HTML, that you'll be able to use very similar syntax inside of your HTML by adding in different attributes or otherwise to be able to interact with the framework. And so Vue is going to make it easier for you to create dynamic web pages that can reply to changes in data, that can respond to different user interactions, and so forth. And that's what we're going to explore in this video series.
I think you're going to really enjoy learning about Vue using these new modules, because you're going to learn all about how to scaffold an app, how to use the CLI, how to use components, how to build forms, validation, and a lot more.
So we'll start with how you can, you know, create that initial hello world. We'll see how we can implement some logic, how we can create our own custom components that will actually behave an awful lot like our own custom HTML if we want, and how we can utilize this really neat little command line interface that will allow us to actually create and bootstrap an application and interact with it that way.
I hope you really enjoy these and get ready to learn Vue.js.